Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we take the pulse of Escanation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And these are my thoughts on Jay Gruden being let go as the Washington Redskins head coach and former Nebraska head coach, former Oakland Raiders head coach, longtime football coach, assistant coach in the NFL, and way before that in college football as well, Bill Callahan being named the Redskins interim head coach. Now, first and foremost, Jay Gruden is part of the staff that let me go when I was with the Redskins. So I'm glad he's gone. No, I'm just kidding. There's no hard feelings here. All right. I think he got an opportunity. It obviously didn't go well. A lot of folks, along with myself, think that the Redskins were trying to get some of that Gruden magic dust from his brother John. Hopefully it would rub off on Jay. It just didn't work out. I wish him all the best in his future endeavors. Now, as far as Bill Callahan, all right, there are some folks who think I'm just going to get on here and just rip him to shreds. You got to keep in mind that this man had nothing but great things to say to me when it came to NFL scouts when I was getting ready to be drafted. Every NFL team that I spoke to said that he said great things about me. Now, throughout the course of the years, since I've been at Nebraska, every now and again, I'll say something that frustrated me during my tenure there while I was playing under Coach Callahan, because I'll be honest with you, there was a lot. But I respect the fact that he said kind things about me, so I've tried to keep my stuff to a minimum. I did share the story where I reached out a couple of years ago and asked for his help. He did not respond. I know it was the right number because I confirmed it with other people. I got no response in return. Instead, a man I never played for named Charlie McBride, who I'd never actually met before until then, reached back out to me and helped me. So I have shared little things here and there, but for me, you got to keep in mind, Bill Callahan's actually a good football coach. All right, now, some guys are more NFL coaches, some guys are more college coaches, okay? So bear with me and keep that in mind. Now, he took over the Raiders, and he was the fourth coach in NFL history to take the Raiders to take a team to a Super Bowl in his rookie season as the coach. Now, the Raiders have been pretty good. I mean, they had like Tim Brown, Charles Woodson, Rich Gannon. It was their third straight year winning their division title. And then they went on to not win the Super Bowl, but play in the Super Bowl. The things didn't go very well because John Gruden, who was at the Bucs, who was formerly at the Raiders, and they pretty much knew all the plays that the Raiders were going to run. And it was a little bit lopsided in that Super Bowl. Then the next year, it was not going well. And there was basically a mutiny inside that locker room against Coach Callahan. And players basically were kind of done with him, all right? And he even called them the dumbest players in America. All right, so it wasn't going well, and he got let go after his second season. He came to Nebraska, and you could tell he was hurt. I could see it. Everybody could see it. I had one of the assistant coaches who had been a former coach previously where he was at say that every once in a while, Callahan would come in his office, man, and he would just talk to him because he was having a hard time dealing with being fired. And he came to Nebraska. There wasn't a whole lot of respect for what Nebraska had accomplished, what Nebraska had done for Husker Power, for a lot of the traditions. A lot of the things were done away with. A lot of the things were gotten rid of. There just wasn't a whole lot of respect, all right, for what had happened at Nebraska, in my opinion, because it wasn't the NFL. And he was upset about being fired. He was upset about being let go. He came to Nebraska. There wasn't the appropriate respect. He changed a lot of things. Clearly, it didn't work. I'm not going to dwell on that too much. Now, him being the interim coach with the Redskins, I do believe he's a good football mind. I do believe that he is a good football coach. I do not believe that he wants to, nor should he ever be back in college football again. Not that he didn't have success at times in college football, but he was never as a head coach. All right, he's a great offensive line coach. He's a very good technician. He's a very good teacher, you know, and we'll see how he does. Because he came out and questioned last week before Gruden was ever let go and telling some of the players that he didn't understand why they weren't running the ball more. And he'd never really seen a team pass this much and not even attempt to run. And which is interesting when, you know, you're kind of down a quarterback in Alex Smith and your first round pick, you know, he's struggling a little bit and you're trying to find a quarterback. And so I'm curious to see how he does. It's been a while since he's had an opportunity like this. And I know he was up the ladder a little bit when he was with the Cowboys down there. I'm curious to see how he does. Now, do I think this will stick? Do I think he'll end up being the head coach? Normally, when stuff like this happens, at the end of the year, they wipe the slate clean. They bring in a new head coach. They start all over. A lot of the Redskins fans are not crazy about Dan Snyder. You look at his success or lack thereof since he took over the team, and there hasn't been a whole lot. I was there, Robert Griffin's, RG3's rookie season, Robert's rookie season, when we did make it to the playoffs, win a division title. But it's one of those things where it's going to be interesting to see how Coach Callahan does. I wish him the best. I think some people thought this was going to be a rip job. That's not what it is. It's me talking about my former team and the Redskins and a place that I enjoyed playing a lot. I still got a lot of friends there, talking about my former coach. I think it's no secret. They're struggling right now. They're 0-5. They may very well end up with one of the top picks in the draft, which isn't always a bad thing as long as you bring in the right guy as a head coach, as long as you rebuild properly through the draft. I wish them all the best, Callahan, Redskins, Nation, and everybody. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bone. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.